Track 19, Displacement Therapy. The previous track discussed uninvited thoughts. This track will provide you with a technique regarding your client's uninvited thoughts. I used the role-playing strategy with a patient of mine, a 38-year-old high school teacher named Eric. Eric had entered treatment following several months of depression that included loss of energy, significant weight gain, strong feelings of loneliness, and suicidal thoughts. He'd recently separated from his girlfriend and was expressing feelings of hopelessness and worthlessness about his overall life and himself. This exercise uses a role-playing situation. I began with, "Eric, it seems as if at times the way you think tends to affect your feelings. I'd like to try a role-playing exercise where I'll take the part of a friend of yours at the school where you work. Try your best to make a valid, realistic case against any irrational, illogical, or incorrect statements that you hear, okay?" Eric replied, "Okay, I'll give it a try." Then I began the role-playing exercise by saying, "I know I seem really down lately. I wouldn't blame you for not wanting to see me anymore. Who wants a real jerk for a friend?" Eric replied, "I don't think you're a jerk, but it does sound like something is bugging you. What's wrong?" I replied, "Something bugging me? That's an understatement. Nothing in my life goes right. Just when I thought things were getting a little better in my life, I get a call from the principal saying two kids in my class are complaining that they can't understand my teaching, that I'm unfair and unreasonable. He wants to come in and observe my class. Boy, when I can't even teach after 10 years, I might as well pack it in. I feel like going to bed and giving up." Eric countered, "Why give up? You're a good teacher. It must be a pain in the neck to have to go through an evaluation, though." I replied, "Pain in the neck? My teaching career is over. To have this problem after 10 years in the classroom, I must be a bad teacher." He replied, "That's not true. A lot of teachers have problems with kids from time to time. I know I have." Then I said, "But not like this. Don't you realize that if he's coming to evaluate me, he probably believes those two. That means I failed and lost my professional respect." Eric replied, "No, it doesn't. It's just that you have a pain in the neck problem with a few kids." In response to his comment, I said, "But if I was any good, I wouldn't." Eric then said, "Then you're saying that we're all no good because all of us have problems from time to time." I responded with, "But it's different with me. I never thought this would happen." Eric replied, "That doesn't mean you can't get through the evaluation and go on teaching and do a good job just because this happened. We all have problems sometimes. You're no worse or different than any of us." I said, "I don't know. When I have a problem with a kid accusing me of bad teaching, I take it personally. That's just the way I am. I can't change that." Eric then said, "Yes, you can. You better change or you're going to be miserable. That's part of teaching. You can't be perfect." I replied, "I feel like I should be perfect. You know how I am. I want to be really good." Eric replied, "It's impossible to be perfect and never have any problems with the kids." I asked, "Are you sure about that?" Eric answered, "Of course I'm sure. Be realistic, for heaven's sake." In the above sequence, I presented a situation relevant to Eric's own life experience, but focused on a situation which he could objectively appraise. My aim was to strengthen the rational attitude that he already held concerning work-related difficulties. I like to use a displacement technique. Here's how it works. Rather than suggesting that he argue with a professional clinician, I assume the role of a hypothetical friend or colleague. This strategy minimizes the likelihood that the patient may feel inhibited toward disagreeing with the therapist. This track discussed the role-playing technique. In the next track, when I use a reversed advocate role-play situation concerning interpersonal relationships, which was an emotionally charged topic for him, Eric's ability to develop a counter-attitude to my distorted thinking had already been practiced and thus became more easily facilitated regarding the significant problem of loneliness. Question 19. Rather than suggesting that your client argue with you, as in your role of clinician, what role might you assume?